Dane County Sheriff David Mahoney says when it comes to mixing alcohol and driving, the numbers speak for themselves.
To date in Dane County, during 2007, we've experienced 50 fatal traffic accidents, 19 of which were directly related to alcohol. That results in roughly 40% of all traffic fatalities. Throughout our state, there were approximately 9,000 alcohol-related crashes.
Last year, 305 people were killed and roughly 6,000 were injured in alcohol-related traffic accidents. Sheriff Mahoney says beginning this weekend, officers across the state will be on the lookout for weaving, confused, and erratic drivers. Major Dan Lonsdorf, a safety officer for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, says people need to know how draining a single accident can be for emergency personnel and police.
Impaired drivers on New Year's often come out in the early morning hours, and they start to run into each other. We had a couple of them that actually hit each other. Both of them were impaired. Injuries were very serious, and unfortunately, stuff like that ties up the officers and all the resources for hours on end, and we're needed at those time of the days to help others, especially on such a critical holiday as this.
The financial hit for drunk driving isn't pretty either. Fines for first offenses range from $150 to $300, while repeat offenses can mean stiffer fines, revoked licenses, and even jail time. Officials say if you're unsure that you can drive from a party, to take a taxi or a bus, get a sober friend to help, or simply stay put if you're allowed. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.